Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. But before I do that, how are you going through this Mercury retrograde? Have you been affected by it? Have you noticed it? Is it driving you nuts? Is it wreaking havoc on everything? Well, I have to say that it's been affecting me a little bit here and there. I have lived through worse Mercury retrogrades, I have to say. This one, and I don't want to jinx it, this one, touch wood, it's so-so. So hang in there, Mercury will be retrograde until April 15th. So if you are in the US and you are getting your taxes ready, because the deadline is April 15th, then good luck with that, because Mercury is retrograde, which means that communication goes backwards, miscommunications, misunderstanding, not doing something right and having to redo it. This is not a good time because it's tax season. It's not a good time for Mercury retrograde, but when is it a good time for Mercury retrograde? It never is anyway. So, hey, why shouldn't it be now? Anyway, so that's Mercury turned retrograde last Thursday, the 22nd. And it turned retrograde in Aries at 16 degrees. And it will continue through April 15th when it will turn direct in Aries at 4 degrees. So hopefully everyone out there is not being too affected by this Mercury retrograde. But I have been hearing stories, endless amounts of stories from everyone else. So again, fingers crossed, touch wood, and all that sort of stuff, that it doesn't get us all too badly. Now, for this week, the big headline of the week is love planet Venus moving into Taurus, which is really good news for everybody, because Venus really, really likes Taurus. Its two favorite signs are Taurus and Libra. And this week we're having a full moon in Libra. So this is a very Venusian week, which means it's a week ruled by Venus in, dare I say, a good way. Okay, there's a full moon on Saturday. Yes, there is a full moon, which is typically not all great because it's about intensity and projection. But because the full moon's in Libra, it tones things down a bit. And also with love planet Venus, love and money planet Venus, moving into one of its favorite signs, well, this seems pretty good. But before that all happens, we have just one harsh aspect this week. and it is the Sun in Aries forming a square to Saturn in Capricorn, which means take care with authority. So that aside, I will cover these influences throughout the show, but I just wanted to start off with the headline of the week, and that's Love and Money Planet Venus moving into one of its very, very favorite signs of Taurus. So I will talk about what that means, as well as the full moon in Libra on Saturday. So both Taurus and Libra are ruled by Venus. So that's pretty interesting, with lots of Venus energy. And then, of course, last week, not only did we have Mercury retrograde, we had Love Planet Venus forming a very intense, challenging square to Pluto. So Venus has now turned the other way, moving into Taurus. She's very happy there. And I will talk about the aspects that Venus will make while in Taurus. And most of them are pretty good, pretty, pretty good, which is great, great news. And then full moon in Libra on the weekend. It's all about relationships and getting along with others. And if you've been invited to any social events, make sure you accept those invitations and get out there and network and connect with others, because the influence of Libra is all about people and others and harmony and diplomacy and just getting on really well with other people, particularly in social settings. But of course, Libra is a sign of marriage and relationships. So if you're an air sign, especially, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, this is great news for you. So get out there and mingle. And also with Love Planet Venus in Taurus, this is good news for the Earth signs, or anybody that has planets in Earth signs, and that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. So Venus in Taurus and what to expect, just looking at my calendar here to see when it will move into the next sign of Gemini. So Venus will be in Taurus through April 24. So that's about a month, where Love Planet Venus will be in its favorites, one of its favorite signs, and that is Taurus. So this is a really, really nice influence for all of us. And it's very sensual, because Venus and Taurus are quite similar in nature because they're very connected. So Taurus is the sign of sensuality. So it's a time to heighten your senses. So being very tactile, like touchy-feely, I always say the influence of Taurus is very cuddly. That's why Taurus has a reputation for fine tastes, because Taurus has good taste, it knows quality, because it's a very tactile, sensual sign. And that means engaging all the senses. Engage your taste, your sense of smell, everything is going to be heightened when Venus is in Taurus. Now, Taurus is a very warm and affectionate energy, and when it's coupled together with Venus, it's very much about enjoying the not only engaging the senses, but enjoying what life has to offer. So if you're fortunate enough to have a Taurus in your life, you will know that your Taurus has very good taste. It likes quality. It likes fine dining. So when this energy is coupled together with the ruling planet of Taurus, which is Venus, so Venus in Taurus, it's a wonderful time to get out there and engage, basically. With the full moon in Libra, it's all about connecting with other people and doing it in a very tactile way. Okay, you can interpret that if you want. So it's all about physical contact when Venus comes together in Taurus. You know, a lot of us, we're going to like our creature comforts, our luxuries, you know, the small things, depending on the budget, of course. And it's sort of like it's about sweetening life, or the sweetness of life, when Venus is in Taurus. It's very, like, I just want to sort of go, you know, it's very nice and it's cozy and it's cuddly, and it's very much about indulging, you know, self-indulgence or indulging those that we care about. It's also about the sweet tooth, because Venus rules sweets. So it's sweetening up our everyday experience. So how about if you bring home a box of chocolates or some other decadent dessert when Venus is in Taurus? It's a good use of this energy. And if your budget is tight, you can make a little go a long way. Taurus, because it's an earth sign, it can be very resourceful. And in this instance, with Venus in Taurus, it's about quality more than quantity. Quality is very important, and it's very much a key word of when Venus is in Taurus. Also about possessions. Possessions will be very important at this time, because Taurus is the sign of money and possessions, and so Venus, its ruling planet, is all about the finer things in life. And the other planet, the other sign that Venus rules, is Libra, so it's all about good taste, good manners, connecting with others. Of course, the full moon being in Libra on the weekend, and Venus moving into Taurus, this is very much about socializing. And but doing it in a really, and this word doesn't even make it sound it, but like in a very classy or defined or distinguished way. So it's like if you're invited to a social event, be sure to accept it, because it's like these two signs know how to have a good time, but not in a real crass way. It's more like these two signs know how to have a good time in a really refined, tasteful, tasteful way. I guess that's the word that I was looking for. Also, Venus in Taurus is about money. Taurus is the sign of money, and Venus is the planet of love and money. So this is a great time for thinking about long-term investments or any sort of finances, and really approaching your finances with a very savvy mindset. And because Taurus is a fixed sign, it's all about the long term. So it's a good time for long-term investments. But of course, Mercury's retrograde. So just be aware of that. So Mercury turns direct on April 15th. And so Venus will be in Taurus until April 24th. So just keep that in mind, you know, even though it's a great time, you know, there's always something with the planets, right? There's always got to be, it can't be all roses and unicorns and rainbows. It's like there's always got to be something there to balance it out. So just remember, quality is more important than quantity when Venus is in Taurus. And also material security is a priority at this time. So it's like definitely focus on your savings account, long-term planning, investments, that type of thing. But just be aware of the indulgence. And I'll go through the aspects that Venus will be making while she's in Taurus. And there's some really good days there. One of them in particular, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but one of them in particular is Venus forming a trine to Mars on April 10th. Now, that's a really nice day for romance. Okay, so when Venus is in Taurus, it's like our magnetism is strong, and so it's a good time to make long-term commitments when it comes to relationships. We're not jumping into romance impulsively like we did previously, as the past few weeks Venus has been in Aries. This is a very different energy. This is about having high standards, and that sounded sort of wrong, because that sounded like when Venus is in Aries, we don't have high standards. Sometimes not, but I'm just focusing only on Venus in Taurus. And so it's like many of us with this influence, and of course everything depends on where these influences affect your chart. And if you don't know where your natal planets are, be sure to go to my website and get a free chart wheel, which will list where all your natal planets were at the time you were born. And that address, to get that free chart wheel is new.theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then each week you can follow along when I talk about the influences of the planets. So with Venus in Taurus, this is all about looking for long-term commitment and getting out there and socializing under the Libra full moon, looking for commitment and having high standards in all areas of life, which is a good thing. Many of us will be looking for loyalty, stability, and of course, socializing with a few close friends, but with the influence of this Libra full moon on the weekend. It's about networking and getting out there and meeting new people with that combination of the Libra full moon and Venus in Taurus. So there's also an artistic side to Venus in Taurus. It's like we can bring our creative projects together with practical applications because Venus in Taurus, it's a very stable, it's a practical, it's a methodical sort of influence around relationships, around finances. It's like when Venus comes together with Taurus, we just know the right things to do. We have good taste. We're looking for quality. We want our tummies full because it's all about engaging the senses, and that includes our taste buds as well. So we're looking for any sort of like culinary delights and that type of thing, or revamping our wardrobe, decorating our home. Now, just to give you an overview of Venus, Venus is the planet of romance. It's affectionate, it's sweet, it's about pleasure, it's about bringing people together, uniting people in harmony. And it doesn't just rule love and dating, but friendships, partnerships, business partnerships, any sort of social gathering. It rules finances, by which you treat yourself and your friends. It's like your mindset around money, how you spend and save money. And then where Venus lies in your chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership in your life. So, you know, with Venus in Taurus, it's all about being close and having stability and a solid commitment. Venus in Aries, if anybody has Venus in Aries, it's all about a little bit more freedom. So we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate, friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And so the headline of the week is love planet Venus moving into Taurus, one of its very favorite signs. And then we also have a full moon in Libra on the weekend. Now, if you're a cardinal sign, which I always seem to be talking about because of all these planetary influences, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, this full moon will be intense, not necessarily in a bad way because it's in Libra, but it's all about how you connect with other people this weekend with this full moon in Libra, and also love planet Venus moving into Taurus. So about Taurus, I talked a little bit about it, but with Venus moving into Taurus, those two are very happy together, very happy to be coupled up together. But Taurus can be a little bit stubborn, a little bit of a stick in the mud. So that's why this energy of Venus in Taurus is good for long-term commitment, because Taurus will hang on and hang on and it will be hard to change course. So it's a great influence if you're looking to take your relationship to the next level. It's a great influence for, you know, doing it under the influence of Venus in Taurus. And so, of course, Taurus is a fixed earth sign. So, again, it's stability. You know, some compared to Venus in Aries, which we've just had the past few weeks, which is very exciting and always on the go and gets bored fast and very busy, active social life for many of us, especially the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sag. So we're moving from something really fast-paced into something a little bit more grounded and stable. For some people that might be boring, but really many people are looking for long-term commitment or just, you know, settling down, just having a nice even keel and getting very tactile and very sensual, engaging the senses and indulging ourselves, you know, because the influence of Venus in Taurus can be very self-indulgent. It's like we're going to indulge ourselves and we're going to indulge those that we care about. We're going to have a really good time. We're going to eat rich, delicious foods, lying around, cuddling with our sweetie, eating candies and bonbons and wearing cashmere. That's what I think of. Oh, and comfy slippers. That's my vision of like Venus in Taurus. It's very charming and it's, you know, a little bit lazy, but that, you know, it's okay sometimes. You know, we're about hard work, but then it's always good to take a break here and there. So this is Venus in Taurus for the next few weeks. And then, of course, this weekend it's intensified with the full moon in Libra. So when Venus is in Taurus all the way through April 24th, it's going to be making some aspects to some other planets. So on April 7th, Venus will form a trine to Saturn in Capricorn. This is fantastic for the Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. So April 7th, and actually this comes right after some really gnarly aspects that we've got, which I talked about last week. That's right. On April 4th and 5th, we have Mercury forming a square to Mars and Mercury forming a square to Saturn. So on April 4th, Mercury is a planet of communication and, of course, it's retrograde, forming a square, which is a challenge to Mars, which is anger and upset. And I'm using negative keywords because it's a square. And then on April 5th, we've got communication planet Mercury once again forming yet another square, and this time it will be to Saturn. So Saturn is the planet of authority. So it's sort of like take care April 4th and 5th with this Mercury retrograde forming challenging aspects to Mars and Saturn. But then we get a reprieve on the 7th, which is the weekend, of course, when Venus forms a trine to Saturn. Now, Venus forming a trine to Saturn, especially in the Earth signs, this is a really great influence if you're looking to tie the knot. Or you're looking to take a relationship to the next level, or you're looking to have long-term investments going on. Many of us feel grounded and sensible when Venus forms a trine to Saturn, especially in Earth signs. It's a great time to open a savings account. And as I said, like romantically commit to someone else, even form a business partnership. That's a great thing to do under this transit. It's sort of like helping people out in need or helping someone elderly, because Saturn is the planet of age and wisdom, and Venus, it's sort of like young people connecting to old people. Venus trine Saturn is a very good transit for any sort of business pursuits, financial affairs. It's about practical needs, putting things into perspective, but really it's a good business financial aspect. And then on April 10th, as I mentioned before, Love Planet Venus, it's forming a very nice trine, which is a good thing, to Passion Planet Mars. So Venus trine Mars, this is one of the best aspects that we can have when it comes to romance. So Venus trine Mars, and the funny thing is I just, because I get a lot of people contacting me asking me to give them the best or the most auspicious dates to do certain things. So I was given, and I'm always given like a time frame. So basically a time range on which to do something. And so I just had someone recently, and yes, Mercury will be retrograde, I know that, to get married. So the funny thing is they only had, they gave me April 10th and April 17th. I know both days are Tuesdays, but they were the 2 days that they could get married. And so I looked at Venus trine Mars, and I was like, this is a really great influence on which to get married. And that's April 10th. So when Venus, love planet Venus forms a nice trine to passion planet Mars, life flows smoothly. So it's like, things settle down when it comes to relationships, especially, again, if you're an Earth sign, and that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Venus trine Mars. Venus in Taurus, trine Mars in Capricorn. It's a time for love. There's a lot of sexual energy that's running strong. Physical affection, which is all about Venus in Taurus anyway. And it's like we all get along. There's a lot of confidence. A lot of us are charming at this time. It's a good time for schmoozing, as it is this weekend with Venus in Taurus and the full moon in Libra. But this is in April. So April 10th, Venus forming a trine to Mars. It's like love and passion come together really nicely. And then on April 12th, Venus in Taurus will form a really nice sextile to Neptune in Pisces. So it's again, a really nice romantic influence. It's not necessarily physical, but it's more about romance and unicorns and rainbows and flowers and chocolates and all those sort of things. So if you really want to have a very romantic time or set the stage for romance, April 12th will be the day to do that all the time. So it's like it's quite passive and receptive, and it's the rose-coloured glasses type of thing. So it's very good for creativity as well, because Neptune is a planet of creativity and spirituality and any sort of musical types of pursuits are really good when Venus forms a really nice aspect to Neptune. It's sort of like soft lights, quiet music, setting the stage. Our intuition will be heightened when it comes to our relationships, because Neptune is the planet of intuition and spirituality and anything that's sort of ethereal. So it's a really nice time to be really romantic, especially if you are a Taurus or a Pisces. And then on April 16th, Venus in Taurus will be opposite Jupiter in Scorpio, which is retrograde, and that's April 16th. So be careful at this time. We might have been, or the past week before that, caught up in the romance with the Venus trine Mars and then the Venus sextile Neptune, and then it's going to slowly catch up if we don't come back down to reality. So it's sort of like Venus opposite Jupiter is about excess. It's like overindulgence and not in a good way. And we'll be paying for it, you know, later on. So it's going to be, so be very careful, you know, mid-April. We want immediate gratification. We're going to overdo it. We're going to do, you know, too much of it, too much socializing, too much food, too much drink, too much working, whatever it is. It's good to find a balance. Now, even though Venus really likes being in Taurus, it's not so happy when it's forming an opposition to Jupiter, which is the planet of excess, when it's in retrograde on top of it. So that's like anytime a planet is retrograde, its energies typically are going backwards or redoing something. And then on April 17th, we've got Venus forming a really nice trine to Pluto. Now, this is good news because last week we just had Venus in Aries forming a square to Pluto in Capricorn. Not so good. So that was about, last week it was all about obsession and online stalking and, yes, it's the underbelly of the Venus-Pluto connection. So on April 17th, when Venus is in Taurus, forming a trine to Pluto in Capricorn, this is really, really great, again, for the Earth signs, because Venus in Taurus is all about the Earth signs, or anybody that has planets in Earth signs. So Venus trine Pluto on April 17th, this is happening at 21 degrees. So 21 degrees Taurus, Venus in Taurus, is forming this lovely, lovely trine to Pluto at 21 degrees Capricorn. So if you're born not only in an Earth sign, but have planets in Earth signs later, the last 10 degrees, so anything... if you're born like towards the end of an Earth sign, this is great news for you when Venus trines Pluto. So it's sort of like when I think of Venus trine Pluto, because it's very charismatic, it's very magnetic and charismatic. And basically, you know, think of the Pied Piper enticing the snakes from the town and leading them away. I say snakes because I dare not say what the Pied Piper was really about. And it's sort of like, you know, you can sell ice to an Eskimo at this time. So it's like, as I said, it's about confidence and charisma and, you know, we're self-possessed and it's sort of like hard to resist us. People that have this aspect natally or Venus conjunct Pluto natally, very, very charismatic. So, you know, we're all feeling persuasive under this influence and it's a very seductive transit. There's nothing fluffy. It's all deep and intense. And it's sort of like this is the sort of stuff where people fall in love at first sight. You know, Venus trine Pluto. That's what this influence is about. So that's April 17th. So it's like it's also we can see through to other people's motivations. With Venus forming this connection to Pluto. So it's all about, you know, our propensity for love and passion at this time is greatly increased. Now, it was love and passion April 10th when Venus forms a trine to Mars, and also that increases more so on April 17th when it connects to Pluto. It's also a really great time for money. So our money sense at this time when Venus forms a trine to Pluto on April 17th will be very strong as well. So it's a great time for, once again, long-term financial investing. Protecting our resources. So you might have noticed with Venus in Taurus, it's making some really, really nice aspects. Now, how will Venus in Taurus be affecting your sign? Well, if you're an Aries, good focus for you will be on basically money, spending and saving money and your attitudes toward money in general. So if you're an Aries, listen up, this is a great time for long-term investing when Venus is in Taurus, especially when it's making those really great aspects to Pluto, that really nice trine. If you are a Taurus, then all eyes are on you because this is the time to focus on your appearance. If you're a Gemini, pay attention to your subconscious mind. And if you're dealing with large institutions, then it'll be a better time, not that there's ever a good time to deal with larger bureaucracy and red tape. If you're a Gemini, this is the time to do it. If you're a Cancer, your focus will be on friends and acquaintances and groups, people of like-minded, that have like-minded interests. This is a good time to connect with others. If you're a Leo, this is a great time for career for you when Venus is in Taurus through April 24th. If you're a Virgo, planning on going anywhere, an overseas trip perhaps, this is a good time to do that. Or if you're dealing with any sort of legalities or publishing or signing up for a class or a course. If you're a Libra, it's about money, taxes, inheritance, insurance. And if you're a Scorpio, when Venus is in Taurus, this is really great for you because it's a focus on partnerships. If you're a Sagittarius, be careful with your diet because Venus in Taurus, as I said before, this is all about having a sweet tooth and being overindulgent. So pay attention to your health and diet and fitness. If you're a Capricorn, lucky you, so much is going on for you anyway. But it's about romance, courtship, entertainment, creativity, and children. If you're an Aquarius, the focus for you when Venus is in Taurus is on home and family. And if you are a Pisces, this is all about speaking up and others. It's sort of like your communication or what you say will be music to other people's ears. So also this week, we have a full moon in Libra that's going to happen at nearly 11 degrees. So this is going to be really interesting for the air signs, Gemini, Libra and Aquarius. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. So the big news is we've got love planet Venus moving into one of its favourite signs of Taurus, and then also we have a full moon in Libra. So if you're an air sign, and that's Gemini, Libra or Aquarius, this is going to be pretty intense, nothing that you can't handle, but in a good way. If you're a cardinal sign, it may be more intense, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn with this full moon. So during the full moon in Libra, it's all about relationships, and it's all about, you know, refined manners and good taste and fairness and compromise, but compromise done in a positive way, not a big downer, negative sort of a way. And also full moons are always about projection. So I always say that a full moon is like a big mirror, so it projects back at you. So just pay attention this weekend to how other people are behaving and what they're doing and what bothers you and what you're okay with, because that's quite insightful. And it's all about, as I said, connecting with other people, social events, and so it's sort of like, even if you're not feeling so great, just get out there with a big smile on your face and just say hi, because you never know what might come back to you. It's all about attitude, isn't it? And it's actually it's a good time to have a good attitude because of the full moon in Libra. And of course, full moons are always intense. It's always about finding balance. And as I said, it's about projection and what comes back to you. And so because the full moon is going to be in Libra, it's about a good use of this energy is about beautifying things. So if you want to redecorate colors, select new colors or textures, especially because Venus in Taurus. Taurus is about tactile and engaging the senses. And creating sort of a peaceful, tranquil environment is a great use of full moon in Libra. And of course, social gatherings where you can show off your charming self, especially with Venus in Libra. Double charm, what can I say? And it's very gracious as well. So, you know, full moons, of course, they're hard to miss in the sky. Happens every month. We have a full moon and it moves through each sign of the zodiac. This month, it's full moon in Libra. Full moon means that the sun and moon are opposite each other from our perspective here on Earth. Our Earth sits in the middle of the sun and the moon. And, you know, there's all those, everybody's heard about the myths about the effects of the full moon with werewolves, you know, howling at the moon, people behaving very strangely. And, of course, the ocean tides rise higher during full moon due to the gravitational pull. And, you know, maybe that's why people act weird during the full moon, because, you know, us humans, you know, our bodies are what, over 80% water, and so the moon controls the water on the Earth. So that makes perfect sense. Sometimes people can't sleep properly when there's a full moon, and maybe some of us, our dreams might be more vivid, especially Gemini. Just pay attention to your dreams with this, Gemini's not. Gemini's the sign of the mind is probably what I was thinking of, but pay attention to the dreams that you have and what comes about from those dreams. Now, Libra, of course, you know, this full moon in Libra, I always think Libra is being really sweet and striving for balance and really not wanting to offend anybody. And so, you know, Libra, you know, the sign of Libra can't stand confrontation, which goes against the energy of the full moon, because the full moon is, as I said, it's about projection or it's about mirroring back our own behaviour. So it's sort of like, in some ways, that's confrontation without the negative connotations around that. So it's like, you know, the energy of Libra is all about why can't we just get along? Some might think that's wishy-washy because you don't take a stance, but really it's about not wanting to offend other people. So, you know, the energy of Libra can come across as indecisive because they don't want to take a firm stance because they don't want to offend other people. So hopefully this full moon will be about finding the balance. But, you know, I say that, but it's sort of like I say that as I'm looking at a unicorn. Really, full moon is about confrontation, and especially because what it is, it's the sun in Aries and the moon in Libra. Now, Aries is very confrontational and Libra is not. So it's sort of like finding the balance between those two energies. Think of it, think of a full moon like a seesaw and just trying to find that equilibrium instead of like, you know, going to one extreme or the other. So just remember, the other side of that Libra full moon is the sun in Aries. And I think I mentioned on last week's show, when it was dedicated to all you Aries out there, a gladiator, the gladiator, the epitome in my mind of an Aries. So how will this Libra full moon be affecting your sign? Well, if you are an Aries, the focus, of course, will be on your partnerships, your personal life, your personal partnership, your marriage, your significant other, also business partnerships. So that, again, it's about finding the balance, finding a compromise. If you're a Taurus, this full moon will be affecting your health and diet and fitness and daily routine. If you're a Gemini, this is all about romance and courtship and children and creativity. If you're a Cancer, the focus for you is on your home, family, and ancestors. A Leo is going to be stimulating your mind. So you'll be meeting other people because of this full moon in Libra, and there'll be really great things to talk about. If you're a Virgo, this is about money, spending and saving money. And if you're a Libra, it's always about your relationships, no matter where anything is. But in this case, your own full moon shines on you. Think about the moon up in the sky. It's going to be full and white, shining down on all you Libras out there. And if you're a Scorpio, that's what I was going to say, and I said Gemini before. If you're a Scorpio, it's about pay attention to your dreams. Listen to your subconscious mind. It's really turbocharged at this time with the full moon in Libra. If you're a Sag, connect with friends and acquaintances and groups and hook up with like-minded people. You know, be part of the group. And if you're a Capricorn, the focus for you with this full moon in Libra is about your career. If you're an Aquarius, this is about publishing, higher education, legalities, anything to do with overseas. And finally, if you're a Pisces, it's all about money. The Libra full moon shines on your money sector, also about taxes, inheritance, and insurance. Now, the other planetary influences this week, on Wednesday, we have love planet Venus conjunct Uranus, both in Aries. Wow. Now, this is a wild and crazy energy, especially when it comes to relationships. And if you're a fire sign, Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, and you were born later in the sign, then this is really affecting you in a good way. So this is all about stepping out side of the box, and many of us will be in the mood for something different when it comes to our relationships. And if you're single, someone unusual might catch your eye, someone that you normally wouldn't even give a second glance to. So this is about all things different. And again, if you're socializing, this is about socializing in a completely different way. And it's about freedom and risk-taking, and again, in a positive way, not a negative way. So this is a very impulsive energy. It's quite freewheeling and impulsive, and we're not afraid to take risk. But then the next day, on Thursday, we've got the sun forming a square to Saturn, which is a big downer, because it's sort of like sun square Saturn. After we've just all been up on this Venus conjunct Uranus of Wednesday, Thursday, Sun square Saturn. So it's like we're feeling defeated. It's like we're working at cross purposes, and our boss will probably be breathing down our neck. So it's like authority issues raise their ugly heads. And many of us might feel backed into a corner, especially if you're a cardinal sign, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. And, you know, we're going to be forced to explain ourselves and sort of defend ourselves when the sun forms a square to Saturn. So it's about leadership, but not in a good way. So just be careful, you know, be careful that you don't get caught up on the shadow. This is already a shadow in itself, but that we don't get caught up with rejection or loneliness or isolation or depression. It's good just to keep our nose down and just keep working, roll your sleeves up and just get on with it. So then, of course, on Friday, we've got Venus in Taurus and then the full moon in Libra. So there you have it. Now, moving right along to your weekly horoscope. Oh, and before I do that, just remember on the On Time website, you can get your daily, weekly, and monthly horoscopes. So, this week, if you're an Aries, this, as I just mentioned, the Venus-Uranus conjunction in your sign, finds that you might be doing something completely out of the blue, with no care for the consequences. Not that your Aries usually cares about the consequences anyway, but even more so. So the thing is, it could be really amazing or it could be really disastrous. So whichever way it goes, just exercise caution and extreme care. And I'd be curious to hear from all you Aries out there how this does affect you. If you're a Taurus, well, your ruling planet Venus arriving in your sign coincides with an upsurge of self-confidence and a desire to expand your social circle. So the full moon, on top of that, eases relationships with work colleagues as well. So the overall, the vibe is friendly, easygoing, and enjoyable. What's not to like about that? If you're a Gemini, it's all about balancing risks this week. So on one hand, you want to rock the boat, and a group you belong to could certainly do with a shake-up. Yet on the other hand, the full moon in your risk zone urges caution. So it's all about finding compromise and a middle way. So if you're a Cancer, the full moon in Libra will highlight your family zone, where your work-life balance may reach a point of crisis. So avoid making sudden and irreversible decisions at work, especially. There is always an answer, so stay calm and buy yourself some time to find it, Cancer. And if you're a Leo, Venus moves into your career zone, so your charm and social skills should help you progress at work. But be very careful to be honest in all that you say and do, as any sort of little white lies or insincerity are likely to be shown up by the full moon. If you're a Virgo, you're not normally one to take financial risks, but gambling could become a problem now. Compulsive energies from the Venus-Uranus conjunction can spiral out of control, and the full moon urges caution at every turn, as always. If you're a Libra, the focus now is on your personal identity versus your identity as part of a couple. So if your freedom is restricted or your partner is the jealous type or possessive, these energies could mark a crisis point. So never be afraid to walk away from anything that's not working. If you're a Scorpio, Venus arrives in your love zone, so romance is very high on the agenda. Surprise dates, out of the blue proposals are the order of the week. And the full moon certainly hints at a secret, which will make you very happy, because Scorpio loves secrets. If you're a Sagittarius, risk-taking, of course, is in your nature. But right now, you're taking things much too far. So think carefully about your actions. With either love or money, you have so much to lose. So get support from a more grounded lover or friend. And if you're a Capricorn, it's a joyful week in the family home with positive change on the way. You might even be moving home or perhaps expanding your family. So this has an impact on your career, and the full moon finds you thinking hard about the future. And if you're an Aquarian, your values and your open-mindedness are being tested, especially influenced by this week's full moon. You do talk a good talk, Aquarius, but are you walking the walk? And if not, expect to be found out, quite probably by an irate family member. And finally, if you are a sweet Pisces, you do almost anything to wriggle out of a particular responsibility. However, knuckling down to what you're supposed to be doing will prove to be more important than you realize. So do the right thing or face full moon consequences. And I want to say da da da. So there you have it. There's your weekly horoscope for what could be an intense week because of the full moon in Libra on the weekend. but also that's evened out there by Venus in Taurus. But of course, Venus in Taurus, I didn't sort of give the warning to the signs. Venus in Taurus, if you're a fixed sign, and that's not so much Taurus, but Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, be careful of overindulgence for the next few weeks when Venus is in Taurus, and that's through April 24th, because that could be a time of overindulgence. Or overspending, or taking things to the extreme. Not that the fixed signs ever would, but it's more about just exercising some caution and restraint, because Taurus, the energy of Venus in Taurus, it does like to indulge the senses. So this might be a little bit difficult if you do have a sun in, as I said, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, or any other planet in a fixed sign. And of course, with the full moon, full moons are all about intensity. So it's about being sort of like moderating and reducing a bit some extreme reactions. And of course, if you are an Aries or Libra, I'm talking to you when it comes to your relationships. So full moons bring out the intensity of any sort of situation. But if you're an Aries or a Libra, it's about finding the balance. Okay, that's it from me. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show. Thank you for joining me. Have a great week, and be sure to tune in next week.